This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea has fired two short-range ballistic missiles off its eastern coast in its second weapons test in 3 days that drew quick condemnation from its rivals. The weapons firings follow an intercontinental ballistic missile launch Saturday. North Korea's threats to take an unprecedented strong response to U.S.-South Korean military drills. South Korea said the two missiles were launched from a western coastal town, and Japan said the missiles fell into the waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan. North Korea said it fired artillery with a weapon some experts consider a short-range ballistic missile. U.S. President Joe Biden is scheduled to travel to Poland on Monday, AP correspondent Shelley Adler reporting.
President Biden will be meeting with allies to reassure them of the U.S. commitment to the region as Russia's deadly invasion of Ukraine reaches the one-year mark. As White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said on Fox News Sunday, the U.S. will continue its support of Ukraine.
We are going to stay committed to Ukraine going forward. And I think when the president, when you see him go to Poland next week in Warsaw, he'll make that case before the entire world and the Polish people.
The president has underscored his commitment to Ukraine for both international and domestic audiences, but it's a commitment that's testing the patience of a narrowly divided Congress. I'm Shelley Adler.
The amount of grain leaving Ukraine has dropped, even as UN brokered deals work to keep food flowing to developing nations. This is nearly a year into Russia's invasion there. It comes after inspections of ships have fallen to half of what they were 4 months ago, and the backlog of vessels has grown. The Joint Coordination Center says Ukraine